Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Over 40 years after Neil Diamond visited Africa and brought music back with him, the CDC is wanting to bring more drugs into Africa. Who, Super Don, is more benign? Who is more dangerous? Actually, the WHO might be, along with CDC. I know you're not a Neil Diamond fan like me. But come on.
Well,
the CDC,
listen,
way
mean,
more dangerous than
actually,
Neil Diamond.
I got to tell you, I was touched by your little story there about Neil Diamond.
Yes.
And you're saying he brought music back from Africa?
Well, yeah, he went there to learn and listen and take the music way before Paul Simon did.
I actually know a little bit about that story. When he went to Africa, they told him, "We wish you had left yours at home."
Oh, you're so mean. You're so mean. Well, he took some good stuff with him out of it. And when I went to Africa twice, you're so mean, Super Don. What did I do to deserve this? Well, when I went there, as I've said this many times on the air, I went in and I told the doctors that I met in Ghana and Nigeria to save the medicine of your ancestors, to go back into the bush and save it because we're destroying it. The white man, if I could say it that way, without being I don't know, too politically incorrect, is doing a disservice to you on the continent of Africa, no matter what color you are. Because we believe, the medical man, it is, arrogant medical man, that toxic poison is the way to go instead of the herbs of your ancestry. So it's a big, big to-do, big controversy still even today. And with all of the Ebola scare that happened recently, we know why it happened. In reality, it wasn't because Ebola is one virus necessarily. They didn't know. It was because of what? The lack of sanitation, sewage, hygiene, saline in the soil, so many other issues well beyond the fear of one devastating virus that might cause some sort of eye bleeding, which can be literally the result of a lack of certain minerals in the soil or even a massive vitamin C deficiency like scurvy. But yet, with all of our arrogance, we can't figure out that they need food and sanitation. Instead, they need the CDC, right? They need that the same folks that never read a medical journal article that was not so nice to vaccination. They don't believe they exist, even though all of the inserts on the vaccines are very clear about the adverse event potential. The CDC has now gone into league with some kind of African version of the CDC, an agreement to help create an African Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And, of course, we know of the CDC as the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, a pharmaceutical tool, if you will, other than the toxicologists that work there that don't get out to see the sun or the light of day that often.
Lately, they've just been pushers for vaccines.
Absolutely. It's a vaccine-pushing organization, and that's all they want to do in Africa. They say, no, we just want to give like some scholarships or some kind of money to like epidemiologists. But what if an epidemiologist in Africa said, hey, we don't suffer from vaccine deficiencies. We suffer because the soils are depleted of selenium, right? Or that instead of all that money you're throwing at us to steal our gold and oil, etc., you would put it into some kind of infrastructure, sanitation and sewage systems. You know what? That epidemiologist would find himself not with a job with the African CDC, maybe out of a life. That's how serious this is.
I don't know. I just, you know, what always gets me on that subject is when they show the people in these countries.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't have shoes. They, you know, they don't have food. Right. They, you know, the trucks drive into the village, you know, with gallons of water and rice and stuff like that. And the people are climbing all over each other to get to the food. And then you get knuckleheads like Bill Gates, who's, you know, getting the photo of going, look at me with all these vaccine vials in my hand going to Africa. They don't want that. They want to eat some food, you know.
Right.
They want to have to use a toilet, maybe. Maybe take a shower.
Sally Struthers had it more right than Bill Gates, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, man. I remember those commercials.
You remember those?
Yes.
Sally Struthers from All in the Family.
That's right.
The wife of Meathead in that show. But she, they made fun of her on South Park. Do you remember? She was an ongoing character in South Park.
South Park makes fun of everybody.
They do. But the African CDC, scheduled to launch later this year with the creation of an African Surveillance and Response Unit. Again, this is like straight out of the Hollywood version of CDC. Remember, the CDC sends people; they embed them into shows like NCIS or whatever those Law and Order shows, right? So they can write it up and make parents who question vaccines into villains. I'm telling you, this is not good news for Africa. Yeah, and I love America. Don't get me wrong here. But the adoption of the American medical police state is not what I love about America. And, of course, that's not an American ideal necessarily, because the heritage of America is richly steeped in a tradition in natural medicine, herbal medicine, homeopathic medicine, chiropractic medicine, even in the 20th century. These things were normal, part and parcel, until the Flexner Report really kicked into gear. And halfway through the 20th century, you couldn't find holistic medicine unless you really knew where to look. And we're on the rebound in that regard, but they're fighting back. They're fighting back desperately. If they lose America, well, they've always got Africa. Now, we do have some listeners in Africa. We certainly have people from African descent, or maybe come to America and England, that listen through UK Health Radio, as well as our listeners here at GCN, GCNlive.com, our syndicator. And the message to you is simply, there's so much more to do to protect yourself from disease. And it isn't about the microbes. It's mostly about protecting yourself from the white lab coats and the syringes of the pharmaceutical vaccine industrial complex. So check out the story. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. This is a healthfinder.gov story. They're patting themselves on the back. Oh, yes, the African CDC is here.
Yay.
By the way, we should sell Bill Clinton. Here, I got you. I got your needles. And, you know, more medicine in the news as well. In addition to the CDC story, you know about acetaminophen? This is alternative Tylenol, right?
Yeah.
And I've always been a bit outspoken, vocal about its liver toxic impact on the body, its destruction of the liver, how dangerous it is. People try to commit suicide with this stuff, or if they're not purposefully doing so, accidentally overdosing on acetaminophen more than any other substance causing liver failure, you know, as you check into the hospitals for liver failure. And they've looked into this, and a new study has uncovered what they call an unhappy side effect. Now, I'm just thinking about this, and which is the happy side effect? Liver failure? Come on. There's no happy side effect.
It's actually a kind of a fun play on words, because it literally is an unhappy side effect.
It is sort of unhappy, isn't it? You want to explain what this is, Super Don? I'm happy to let you do it, because I don't like unhappy.
It's probably going to surprise some people, because I didn't think that it was capable of doing this. But you could call this an antidepressant in a way. What it does is they have found that the acetaminophen blocks positive emotions.
Whoa!
What?
Yeah, you mean you're telling
it's
me
it's a depressant? I guess
it's a depressant.
Really,
right? So you could be on antidepressants, and you could counteract your antidepressant with a depressant known now as acetaminophen or Tylenol.
Acetaminophen. Yeah.
What a bummer. Listen, to me, that's mild. It has a dampening effect on emotional response. That's in evidence here. I've got it linked within the article. You can actually click further, and you can see the study in Psychological Science, this journal. And it talks about pains and pleasures alike. It blunts you, right? And they're all worried about blunting you from emotions, like with cannabis. But at least cannabis doesn't kill you by destroying your liver. Whereas acetaminophen can be quite dangerous. And there are other benefits of the cannabis plant that reduce inflammation and reduce pain better than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some great stories that we can't even tell you about how good. I'm so excited about
that. Look at you doing the inside joke there. Nobody...
It's not a joke. No, it's serious.
Suffice it to say that there are people out there that are figuring it out and having great success with it. And, far better alternative. I'm telling you, I'm kind of shocked by this Tylenol story. I had no idea. There had been previous research that was done that indicated that Tylenol can reduce fear and anxiety. I never do that. I've never heard of that.
But at what cost? At the cost of your liver? I think that's not a good trade-off. But it's time once again.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, diving in to the first question of the day, my friends. Call us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355 right here on GCN. Archives are there if you ever miss a show. This is from Jen. She says, thanks for addressing my questions about uterine fibroids. She's directing this to RSB and TMB, so we must have answered this outside the box with Ty Bollinger. Would you mind letting me know a good source of silica? I've read that horsetail is one, but don't know how much to take and if there is a brand you recommend. Well, yes, indeed. You can't make enough horsetail extract or tea. In other words, you can't take enough, I should say, to really get it from the tea perspective.
I don't think there's that many horses to do that, is there?
And they're not really horsetails. Like cattails are not really cattails,
right?
Horsetail extract, all right?
Sorry.
Lots of silica in that. You can make a tea out of it. And what they do at Alta, they're in Idaho, at Alta Health Products, they concentrate the tea into a tablet. So you can take a lot more in a whole food form than you could normally take. And I have people taking 5,000 milligrams a day, loading it up in that tableted form that we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. I take at least three a day. That's about 1,500 milligrams a day, just personally. But when you're loading phase, you're going to be taking three of those four times a day. Also, her functional med doc, Jen's functional med doc, has been hesitant to have her do any iodine because he thinks she may have Hashimoto's. I tested negative on antibodies for it, but still suspects it. Well, in that case, I would do iodum, the homeopathic form of iodine. If you're going to test out the iodine, you're not sure, iodum can help balance out the way you use the actual physical iodine. Okay? Check that out. Give it a try. There you go. Homeopathic tip of the day. We got lots more healing. Guess what the WHO is claiming is a big new epidemic. The World Health Organization. Yeah, doubling down on the CDC, maybe. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin markets, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Wherever or whenever you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, no cheap seats, no bloody noses necessary. If you do have one, there's homeopathic phosphorus to help stop the bleeding. But right now, we're going to the World Health Organization. And since we started with the CDC trying to encroach on the global population of, if you will, Africa, the World Health Organization is warning us that there is a new epidemic. A new epidemic. Yeah, I know. It's like, what scary epidemic now? We just mentioned Ebola in Africa. Come on, an epidemic? No, can't be. Yes, the WHO warns of, and I read the headline here, who? Warns of a cesarean epidemic. Run! Grab your midwife! Head for the hills!
Yeah, we're not talking about some new drug-resistant, No.
This is a cesarean epidemic. C-sections. An epidemic of C-sections. Listen, I could have told you that. In America, you've got a ridiculous, ludicrous percentage of births given via cutting the mother open and bringing the baby out, not through the birth canal, to scoop up all the good microbes to start the health of the immune system kicking into gear, but by opening them up because of convenience. Well, I got to make the golf course at 3, so let's get this thing started. Or the parents, in fact. The moms are doing it. It's like, well, you know, we want this party to happen here, so let's just plan to have it then.
Right.
Listen, I'm all for freedom if that's what you want to do, but, you know, doesn't that little bit violate the natural order of the universe when the body is not ready? The child may not be ready. Now, I recognize there are legitimate reasons for a surgical intervention when necessary. We're not speaking out against those. But evidently the WHO may be on our side here, Super Don, saying there's just too darn many in the West.
Well, you know, and when you read this article, this all this information, this opinion, this is coming from Marlene Timmerman, and she's the director of the World Health Organization's Reproductive Health Department.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes on and on. She's like saying these things, and as you read the article, you're like, okay, yeah, okay, I agree with that. There's okay. In the developing and better off countries, there's a lot more cesarean sections. And then she goes into some stats about, you know, these, you know, Brazil, there's 53% of births are C-section, which is really, I mean, that's a big number, 53%.
In Brazil, there's 53%.
In Brazil, 53% of births are by C-section, yeah.
Wow, I saw 35% in North and South America.
Yeah, and even that, okay, whatever, yeah. Yes, okay, so I'm reading this article and I'm going, where, first of all, I don't see how that's an epidemic. I mean, that's a buzzword. It doesn't seem appropriate to me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then I'm reading, I'm going, okay, so, you know, what's the point of this article? And then she starts talking about how people in these other countries that, you know, have like a 10% rate, the reason why is because mm-hmm. they don't have access to C-sections.
But shouldn't that be a good thing, according to this lady?
Well, apparently they have a magic number. It's like, okay, as long as you are around 15%, or I think it's 15%, then we approve. You know,
wow.
Then you're doing well.
They're really upset about Africa and Southeast Asia, Super Don, where the rates are 4% to about 9%. They're claiming to be free of the epidemic.
Who's
transmitting this?
Look, I know exactly. How do you catch a C-section, right?
Right.
So here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
There are women that need to have a C-section because of a medical problem, you know, emergency, and they don't have access to it, and they die. Okay, so what's the solution here? Well, according to this lady at the WHO, it's like the spirit of this article is she's scolding the other countries because they are having lots and the other country is not having enough, as if if we cut back on our C-sections, then somehow they're going to have more.
They would be magically more in Africa.
No.
Interesting. Yeah. No, that's not how it works. Unless they're saying, you know, Sally Struthers, donate your C-section to Africa.
Yeah, I mean,
is that what they're looking to?
Listen, who's
communicating this? It's communicable by doctors, by OBGYNs that have become lazy and, you know, irrational about time frame, uncomfortable with any, you know, an hour too long based on predictions that may not be accurate.
Well, here's what I'd say. You know what, World Health Organization, if you want to have better medical care in these countries that don't have enough C-sections, send some doctors over there. You know, that'll solve the problem.
Not CDC doctors, though, right? Because they'll transmit real pandemics.
Anyway, yeah. Okay.
Hey, by the way, if you don't want to have a C-section, did I say C-section? No, if you don't want one of those, Colophyllum, the homeopathic remedy, Colophyllum. 10X, 12X, 15X, every day for the last few weeks of pregnancy, couple of weeks, you'll be good to go.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For the last year, you've been hearing about the wonders of Echo Water with my good friend Paul Bertero. If you go to robertswater.com, you can find out even more scientific breakthroughs that we're talking about right now.
Absolutely. We clean the water with a multi-stage filter, but where the science is in molecular hydrogen. We have over 400 studies that you can review on how molecular hydrogen helps with 150 human diseases. 40 of those 400 studies were human studies, so this is demonstrated science. The simplest way to understand is hydroxyl radicals, the most cytotoxic oxidant radical in the body. We convert it into water when it combines with H2. So HO, H2 combines water molecules. Incredible.
Massive amounts of hydration from the water that you're getting, cleaning it up, adding the hydrogen, and doing extraordinary things to remove the things you don't want from your body. Check it out, Echo Water. You can find out more at robertswater.com, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee still there?
Yep, 30 days, money back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, before we get into the serious story of the day here, special birthday shout out to Thomas Jefferson. Yes, happy birthday, Thomas Jefferson, wherever you are. So sorry we screwed up the Republican government, just kind of abandoned freedom. Really?
You know, I heard something the other day, and it was something I don't think I'd ever heard before. Did you know that Thomas Jefferson and John Adams died on the same day?
Yep, 50 years after the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
That is just such a cool factoid. I mean,
to the day. Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, that's not an accident. Listen, a couple of events, few events coming up I want to let everybody know about, longtime listeners and new listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Sometimes I get out and about, or oot and a boot for our Canadian friends. Nature Time, I'm almost going to Canada, Syracuse, New York. It's getting close. This coming weekend, Sunday the 19th, and that will be at Nature Time's annual health fair. I'll be speaking there, a keynote on Sunday afternoon. We might have to pre-record Sunday's show. I might be doing double duty, Super Don. We'll have to see about that.
Never,
right? And then back, let's see, in Florida, Hoover's in Altamont Springs, Orlando. That is Wednesday, April 29th. Looks like we broadcast the first hour of the show there. Then you and TMB have got to take over because I've got a lecture at Hoover's in Altamont Springs, Florida, and that is the 29th of April. And then there's more. But wait, there's
but
more.
Wait, there's more.
May 15th, back in Naples, Florida, at Food and Thought with Ty Bollinger, TMB and RSB together again Friday evening. Maybe Sayer G as well from Green Med Info, 7 to 9 p.m. Friday the 15th of May. Look forward to seeing all y'all there. And up in Chicago, May 20th through 24th for Autism One. All of my friends that we used to see you at the Health Freedom Expo, I expect that you come down to Chicago for the Autism One conference there, and it will be extraordinary, the things that will be delivered to you. So that's it for announcements. Now let's get back to the news, and this is a big story, a heartbreaking story, another one. A medical kidnap, to end all medical kidnaps, if I could say that. I wish this were the last one. But this one is probably the most bizarre, would you say, Super Don? There's some strangeness of strangeness in this one.
You know, when we first started covering these stories, we would read them. And it's not that we didn't know that things were happening with CPS. I mean, that's been going on for years. But I don't think either one of us really knew the full scope.
The scope?
Of
the
what's going on.
And by the way, this one comes from Kentucky. Brenda Maney in
that's
Kentucky.
Right.
Where's Rand Paul on this one? But CPS, Child Protective Services, defies doctors and police to take young children away from mother. And there's so many angles to this, it's just like it'll make your head spin. I don't know how you navigated this one.
There are a lot of things, and what we have found is there is a very distinct pattern. A system, a routine that these people have when they take these kids away. And all of that stuff exists in this story. But this story here has two major points to it that both you and I were just going, what? I mean, how could that even be true? I'm going to go ahead and post this up in the social media so you can get all the details.
Yeah, please do.
But listen, these are the two things that you really need to point out here. Number one, the mother was accused of suicidal ideation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've never heard that term put that way before. Basically, suicidal, okay?
So, well, they said she had postpartum depression. She claimed she did not. She was under a lot of stress. But
okay.
That wasn't what they used to kind of convict her.
First
of
off, the person that
ideation.
Diagnosed her with that was not a doctor. It was a CPS person, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But that aside, what happened was when they came to take the kids, the mom said something that I think pretty much every parent would say if they were faced with the same situation.
Yep.
She said, over my dead body, you will take my kids.
Yeah.
Okay? So, they go into the house, they start searching the house, and they find the medicine cabinet. Now, in the medicine cabinet, she's got a bottle of NyQuil, and she's got a prescription for Flexeril, which is a muscle relaxer because she has sciatica. So, these guys, being the people that they always are, always trying to find that loophole to try and make sure that they've got a clear path to take those kids away from you, they take her statement of, over my dead body, then they take the NyQuil and the Flexeril, and they put it all together, and they say, here is evidence that you are suicidal, and you have provided a clear path for yourself to commit suicide.
To take yourself out, yeah. And
what?
This is like witchcraft, CPS witchcraft. It's not medicine. There's no doctoring going on here. I know, and it gets worse because after she's lost her children to the CPS into the foster care system, also her older son who is taken based on this, and it just is a tragic story. It keeps getting more tragic. then they want to basically charge to add to the mix, right? We got to pile on. You right. want your kid back? Well, we're going to make it a little more difficult for you. We're going to say you were medically neglectful.
Oh,
medically neglectful.
Well,
right?
Listen, does medical neglect happen? Of course it does. Okay, I mean it does happen. But how do you define medical neglect?
That's the question. The medical neglect.
We've seen people accused of that. We've seen people accused of that, and it's been a bunch of baloney. Okay, but I'll tell you what you're about to say here, Robert, has got to. I mean, it's like it was written by Monty Python.
Right.
This is it.
Medical neglect. Listen to the definition of medical neglect, right? They said she was medically neglectful. Why? Because she missed a doctor's appointment for her baby. It happens, right? It does happen. And, you know, even that, would you say if you missed an appointment, that's absolutely abject medical neglect?
It happens. You just reschedule the appointment, right?
Right. But this is the most bizarre accusation of medical neglect ever. How do they claim that she was medically neglectful? Because she missed a doctor's appointment. Why did she actually miss the doctor's appointment? Because CPS took her kids away. She didn't even have possession of her kids to go to the doctor. Good Lord. This is what passes as legitimate intervention by a child protective service. Who are they protecting? As we know, they take these kids, the faster they can claim possession of them, custody of them, the faster they get federal money. The faster the money starts flowing through the foster care system. And if you hear about the son in this case, who was a happy and older child, now 14 years old, 6 foot tall, gangly thin, they've got him on more and more ADHD medication because they claim the son has oppositional defiance disorder and ADHD. Because he wants to be home with his mother. Oh, my gosh, you're not playing ball here with us, so we're going to put you on more drugs. You put these kids on drugs, they can't digest, they can't eat, they lose their appetite. It's one disaster over another.
Absolutely.
And this woman who had this baby, she was a foster kid. She is, if you read her life start, rough and tumble, this woman has overcome a lot to be a mother that cares about her kids. And she knew better. Because how did this all start? A friend who thought they were doing a good service because she needed help. She was needing help. Right?
Thank you.
So the friend called CPS and said, oh, isn't CPS there to help you? No, my friend, CPS is not there to help you. They're there to abduct your children.
You know, they're statistically speaking, people who have grown up in the foster system tend to have more involvement as an adult with CPS. And the theory that's been put out there, and I have to say I can see this, is that CPS keeps an eye on these people because they consider them damaged because they went through the Child Protective Services system.
It's almost like trying to, what's the term, self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
They basically say, we're here to protect your kids, but we're going to damage them. We know we're damaging them. We acknowledge it. How do we know? Because if you've been through the system, you've been through foster care, we expect that as an adult, we're going to see you again when you have your kids because you're messed up. Who messed you up? We did. We're CPS. We're the foster care system. We scare because we care. I mean, what is it that they're doing you? And this little girl, Tanea, I mean, it's just outrageous. Outrageous what's happening here. And we've actually, in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, there are links up as well to the article at Medical Kidnap as well as at epictimes.com, and also some links if you'd like to help this family. Aaron is the 14-year-old. I can't imagine. My son's 15. And this kid's 14, 6 foot tall, and he looks anorexic. They're giving him a cocktail of medications, including psychotropic drugs, and they keep upping his drugs. This is not the care of a parent. This is the care of the pharmaceutical industrial complex's parent. It's about poisoning kids. It's about profiting off of the poison that you give to these kids. It's about profiting in the CPS system, in the foster care system.
It's about ego. It's about power-hungry people. I mean, in a large part of it, it's very difficult to control yourself as a parent when you see this stuff going on.
Yeah. Please. See, if you're so moved to help in this case, we have links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Please go check it out there. I need to transition. We have another question of the day coming through, and I want to make sure we get to it. We got another one, I think, on CoQ10 that we haven't hit yet. Maybe we'll wait for Dr. Batar. It is advanced medicine. This is why we start the week with Dr. Rashid Batar. Even though he doesn't read the stories before he shows up, he's awesome. We'll have a good time together. So stick around for that. 866-939-BELL. You can call us live on the air or leave a message when we're off the air. I understand that the nurse that we talked about the other day, who was kicked out of nursing school for questioning the line for vaccines, called us. So we're going to see about getting her on the air soon, too.
Absolutely.
But here's the question of the day. This is coming from Maralia. I don't know if I pronounced her name right. She says, I just had a few questions about the treatment for Lyme disease. Myself and my mother have been diagnosed in the past 3 years. What would you recommend for dosage with the colloidal silver? I've been taking it 3 to 4 times a day at 2 teaspoons per dose. Do you recommend taking it IV? Just a thought. Thanks for any help you can provide. Maralia. Well, listen, every case is different. I don't mean to generalize, but you're asking kind of a general question. Taking a couple of teaspoons, 1 to 2, or even up to a tablespoon, 3, 4, even 5 times a day, may be indicated for long-term chronic Lyme infection. This is the Borrelia spirochete, and when you throw antibiotics at it, it sheds and goes into a cyst form, and the antibiotics can't get it. So the silver, flooding your body with the silver, the hydrosol we use here, is going to be very critical, and I've talked to many doctors who have been successful when nothing else succeeded. The silver was the missing component. I'm not saying it's the only thing, but it can be the missing component. And many physicians that are very brave and doing the right thing, they're going off-label, and they are doing intravenous therapies with the silver with no negative impact. Nobody is turning blue because they're using the right form, and they're eradicating the Borrelia, the Lyme disease. If it can't achieve its finished goal of eradicating the Lyme altogether, it's likely hiding in renal tissue, in kidney tissue. And in this case, you can use something like Rocephin, according to some of the doctors that target the kidneys. But also you can infuse through catheterization the silver into that area as well to get rid of the Borrelia. So hopefully that's helpful to you. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back with some great moments in science, a brand new segment on the Robert Scott Bell Show, thanks to Super Don. What will this great moment be? Stick around and find out.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, you know what does require an expiration date, Super Don? My wife's organic sour cream blueberry pie. It has no preservatives in it, so I'm going to have to eat some more tonight after the show. I know that's bad. Breaking the rules, but it's worth
stop it.
Stop it. For this. I'm sorry. It's for our buddy Paul. Hey, listen, you know we have moments of duh. We talk about science that's so obvious you wonder who wasted their money on it, things that are patently obvious. There's a new category of science Super Don has helped us to identify, and it doesn't quite fall into the moments of duh category, but you're calling it great moments in science. Why would you determine it to be a great moment in science? Because we're going to do our first one tonight.
Well, listen, we are bombarded by science in the news and science in the headlines and in the on the internet, you know, when this study comes out and that study comes out and this might kill you. Well, actually, now next week it's going to be good for you. And so, and people get just so disenchanted with it sometimes. Mm-hmm. But once in a while, along comes a person who understands science so well.
Yeah,
that they can figure things out that I think are just absolutely monumental.
Do you think this ranks as monumental?
Listen,
if
somebody came up to you and asked you to figure this out, would you have been able to figure it out?
No, but I question the sanity of someone who would want to.
That's the point right there. Okay.
Okay.
Who are
okay.
the people that would be impressed by this, really?
Right.
These are the people like the David Gorskys, you know, and the Paul Offits. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
These are the guys, and I got to tell you, dude. I mean, for years you've been warning me about Gorsky.
I watched a presentation
this guy did over the weekend,
mm-hmm.
and you know what? That guy
reminds me of the guy that I went to school with that didn't quite get into video games enough, but he was still in his mom's basement, so he created a club of people that could talk, you know, in these multi-syllabic words and stuff to put people down and make each other laugh.
Those same guys couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper sack, even with all their multi-syllabic words.
Well, so, all right, listen, let's throw them a bone and let's take a listen to what it is that these guys are proud of in the world of science.
You want to weigh what?
Great moments in science!
Science!
Great moments in science!
So, how do you weigh a fart? Dr. Michael Levitt, who has decades of research experience in flatology, indicates that the typical daily volume output is between half a liter and 2 liters of gas once cooled to room temperature. If you pretend that the fart obeys the ideal gas law from high school chemistry class, which it probably does to a decent approximation, you can work out the mass of the fart once you know the average molecular mass of a fart particle. Now, you know,
You now have been taught how to weigh a fart.
Yeah, but you know what you're going to do is you're going to incite high schoolers to go toot on a Bunsen burner just to see if it explodes. Don't encourage them, Super Don. That's not a good move.
Oh, come on. I was that kid. What are you talking about?
Yeah. It's like Mythbusters. Do not try this at home. Don't weigh your gaseous emissions from your rectum, okay? Don't do it. Not loud.
Yeah, there you go. First. A great moment in science, and every time that we come across another great moment, we'll be sure to put it out there to educate the masses.
Yeah. If you have a suggestion for a great moment of science or a moment of duh, send it our way at robertscadbell.com. You can update us and send us messages through the website there, or leave us a message at, the phone number, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Right here on GCN, GCNLive.com, or syndicator in Natural News Radio. Heard around the world, many different places as podcasts. So, Super Don, real quick, before we break, any updates on the Michelle Ryder, Isaiah Ryder?
Yeah, not a lot of details at this point because we're still working on it. But if you recall, it was, 2-3 months ago, she got attacked by a former CPS investigator on the governor's Facebook page. Well, I just learned some details over the weekend that it has happened again by another either former or current state employee, so we're looking into it.
Okay. Well, we'll get you some updates coming up. Stay tuned. After the news, we'll be back with Dr. Rashid Bitar. We'll talk about a CDC study claiming that kids with epilepsy and cerebral palsy are not getting enough of this. I'm not going to tell you until you come back after the break. Also, questions of the day, maybe even a moment of duh related to medical cannabis. Stick around for that and your test scores. After the break, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and
auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.